What's going on, gamblers, degens, and everybody else in between? This is the Gamblers Anonymous Podcast, GAP, GAP for short, because we're closing the gap between you and the bookies. Good, beautiful Saturday morning, everyone. I hope everyone's having a good morning to their weekend. I know I am. Played a quick 9 this morning. It's only par 3s, so par was 27. You know what? I'm pretty happy. I shot a 30. You know, some people would be like, that's ass. You're terrible. You should be shooting under par. But you know what? Keep in mind, I'm a 17 handicap on a normal golf course. So pretty happy by that. And I lipped out a couple putts, lipped out a couple chips. So, you know, I'm pretty happy with that. I ended on like par, birdie. Felt pretty good. So I'm happy right now. I'm happy with myself, happy with my game, my golf game. But before we get any further, I'll introduce myself. I'm your host, JG. I'm your only host today on our 30th episode. So congratulations to everyone who's made it this far, who's been through us through this journey. Thanks for joining us on this long road. And hopefully this road continues for a lot longer and we'll be giving you locks for days and weeks and months and years to come. But till we can get there, we got to give you this week's locks. And before that, we got to give you the recap. So let's get into it. First one I gave you guys, Aiden Hill, over 29.5 saves, minus 115. If you guys follow the Gap account on Insta, you already know this lock came in. Vegas played a good game defensively. They didn't give up a lot of good quality scoring chances. So when Aiden Hill had to make a save, he made it. And he might have made the save of the playoffs on Cousins. Paddle out. Full extent, grand larceny. You ever see that meme where the guy pretends to have a heart attack and says, call an ambulance, but not for me? That's what Aiden Hill did to Nick Cousins with that save. You know, he made another great stop on Verhage on a breakaway. But you know, I also got to give a little love to Bobby. He was a standout performance kind of goalie that night. Unbelievable. You got to show him love. He's been playing unbelievable. He made unbelievable saves in that game. He kept Florida in it for as long as he did. And then Mark Stone with a little deflect. No, I don't know, a deflection goal. He batted it down, sniped it on him. Bobby wasn't anticipating that. But attaboy, Mark Stone. Good Manitoba boy. Actually, Vegas got a lot of Manitobans on that team. A lot of Winnipeggers. So I want Florida to win, but I also want... I want the cup to come to Winnipeg, so I'm in a little shock, but Aiden Hill, he had over 29.5 saves, so we're starting off 1-0. And now we'll move to the next one, Carlos Alcaraz versus Lorenzo Musetti, over 33.5 games, minus 120. This one, I did not expect to go like this at all. First set. We start the match off strong. Actually, every set they played started off real well. Looked good. It was tied 2-2 at the beginning of each set. But this motherfucker Alcaraz is straight up a beast, man. He disguises all his shots, so it's hard to read. Man, you think he's going to go hit a forehand cross side on you? Nope. He just puts a little spin on it. Top spin, drops it. Oh my god, this guy's ridiculous. He can get to every shot on the court. He can make every shot. And he's only 19, so he's only getting better. This guy's I can't even put it into terms. I'll try and think of some terms I can put it into. But this guy is an absolute beast. He's like a reincarnation of Roger Federer and a cheetah. He's unbelievable. Like I don't know if you guys have heard of GMO. But this is what this guy is. He's a genetically modified organism. He is him. He won 6-3, 6-2, 6-2. I thought for sure this game was going to go over, but Alcaraz had other plans. And since I'm talking, he fucked over my To The Moon too, because he only beat him in 3 sets. I thought that was going from 5 sets. So hats off to Alcaraz. Too bad he got injured when he was playing the Joker. Who knows what would have happened. But you know we're never gonna doubt this guy again. He is him. He's unbelievable, and yeah, good for But that's a loss. So we were 1-1, and now we'll move to our third pick. Sloane Stephens versus Aryna Sabalenka, +5.5 games, -138. Now, if you guys were watching this game, I believe you guys were probably yelling at the TV, cussing me out like, fuck you, JG, what the fuck is this? This is a shitty fucking pick. Well, y'all can lick my nuts. Lick them. Because what did I tell you guys last week? Good girls win, great girls cover. And that's exactly what she did. So what? She was down 5-0 in the first set. You know what she did? She fought, she crawled her way back, and she brought that bitch to a tiebreak. 7-6. She won 5 straight. 5 straight games, 6-5, 6-6, and she lost 7-6. So now we're at +4.5 left. And in the final set, the possible final set, that's, we're laughing at this point. And like I said, great girls cover. And she lost the second set 6-4. Like, she didn't need to win. She just needed to cover for us. And that's what she did. So we got to be smiling on that one. So I went 2-1 last week. And you know I brought the fire for our 30th episode this week. I brought the 3-0 recipe. Because I cooked something up for you guys. So let's go. Lock number one. Saskatchewan Rough Riders, +2.5, +100 versus the Edmonton Elks. CFL action, baby. The Canadian Football League is back, and we're ready to make some money. Bombers played yesterday, and guess what? They won. They beat those Ticats with all those offseason moves they did. Bull Levi Mitchell, you weren't enough, bud. But we're not talking about them right now. Shout out to the Bombers. Rough Riders made some key moves this offseason that I like. I like what they did. They got rid of their starting QB, Cody Fajardo. He's off to Montreal. And they replaced him with no other than 2-time Great Cup champion, Trevor Harris. Guy threw over 4,000 yards last year. And you know who else joined him? His wide receiver, Jake Winicky. CFL East All-Star follows his QB. They got a new OC, and I think Sask might be a good spread team this year. They have the potential to be a sneaky team this year. Now, when you look at the past results, when Sask went to Edmonton, they won their last 4 or 5 in Edmonton. They have won 8 of their last 10 against Edmonton if the spread was +2.5, home or away. So we're taking the Rough Riders. Rough Riders! And we're taking that +2.5, +100. Lock it in. Lock number 2 now. I might not be able to give you guys another NHL lock for a long time if this series doesn't go 7 games. I found 2 I really like. So I'm going to tell you them both, but I'm only going to lock in 1. You heard about him last week. I talked about him this week. So back at it again with Aiden Hill, 29.5 saves. And we're not going over. We're taking the under at -110. Florida play some gritty hockey when they play at home. They play dump it in, throw a hit, wear you down. And that's the type of hockey they play when they're at home. They don't take a lot of shots on net. And when they do, Vegas players have no fear and they just get in front of them, block them. They don't care. They want the cup. So Florida at home averages 28, just a little over 28 shots a game. And they score just under 3 goals a game. So if you do a little quick math, works to about 25 saves for Aiden Hill. None of the goalies in the 8 games at home Florida has played, they have had more than 29 saves. The only one that's come close made 29 saves, and that was Ullmark in the first game that Boston played in Florida. So no goalie has eclipsed this 29 saves when playing in Florida. And when we look at Vegas's numbers, a little over 31 shots against on the road, and they have a little over 2 goals against. So some more quick math for you guys. Equals Aiden Hill under 29.5 saves, minus 110. Lock it in. And now I told you guys I had a second one, and I do. So here's my other one. I like Jonathan Marchessault to record a point, minus 160. Player props. That's what it is. Both of these. If Vegas wins, he's your Conn Smythe winner. 23 points, 20 games, over a point per game. And keep in mind, he only had 1 point in his first 5 games against the Jets. So now that's 22 points in his last 15. He's a fucking beast. And has a point in each of his last 8 games. So that's the other game I had set for you guys. And now finally, we're going to go to lock number 3. This is my last shot to give you guys a winner, but I found one that I'm in love with. And we're going back to the Roland Garros in Paris, and we're going to the tennis finals, and we're going to take Djokovic versus Ruud, and we're taking the Joker minus 5.5, minus 125. You know what I was saying about Alcaraz earlier? Well, this man just beat him. Mind you, Alcaraz was dealing with cramps, but that's besides the point. He still beat him, and he still whooped him. The last 2 sets, he won 6-1, 6-1. I repeat, 6-1, 6-1 against the reincarnation of Roger Federer times a cheetah. The genetically modified organism, Alcaraz. He beat him. I honestly think he gets it done in 3. I think Joker's going to beat him bad. He's played Ruud 4 times in best of 3s, and he's beat him by 5 games in each. So one more set, even if he wins at 7-6, that's your set 6th game, and that's going to cash in. In the 6 games he's played in this tournament, he's covered the 5.5, 5 of the 6, and he only missed the sixth game by 1 game. So if he beats Kachanov 7-5, it's over. That's the only one he lost. Ruud's skill and technique won't have what it takes against the Joker. And you know what they say, because I said it earlier about great players. They fucking cover. So lock it in, Joker, minus 5.5, minus 125. Lock it in. And now we're off to the moon. Episode 30. So you know I'm bringing you a plus 3,000 parlay. I tried to get a 3,030, but I just missed it. So let's start it off with the parlay. Number 1, San Jose Earthquakes versus Philadelphia Union, full-time result, draw plus 250. Next one, Real Salt Lake versus New York City FC, full-time result, draw plus 250. And now lastly, we're off to the NBA Finals for the 3rd leg of this parlay. And we're giving you alternative point spread under 201.5 points, plus 155. And that's a grand total of 3,023. I tried, but I couldn't get it to 3,030. That's the closest I could get. All you need to know about these picks is that they're locks. And you throw 30 on it, you just get over 930. So enjoy that. Have a good rest of your weekend. Gamble at your own risk. Enjoy these locks. And peace.